From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is attempting to rescue the health care overhaul. He has unveiled this morning his own detailed proposal in anticipation of a bipartisan summit meeting this Thursday. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
The plan, now posted on the internet, is a modified version of the bill passed by the Senate Christmas Eve. It includes several changes congressional leaders have negotiated since then, including reductions in a proposed excise tax for very generous health plans and higher subsidies to help middle-income people afford to buy what will be required health insurance. The proposal also includes a new federal rate regulation board to potentially reject increases like the 39% rate hike proposed by California's Anthem Blue Cross earlier this month. Republicans are already complaining. They've been demanding that if Democrats are serious about negotiating, they should abandon both the House and Senate passed bills from last year and start from scratch. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A new law is in place today that provides new protections for credit card users. The law protects consumers from sudden interest rate hikes, excessive fees, and other tactics companies use to drive up profits. Pam Banks of the Consumers Union says the new rule should result in more options for credit card users.
Credit card companies will be more competitive because they want to keep good customers. So I think we're going to see more effort by credit card companies to keep those who are good.
On the downside for consumers, it's been 9 months since President Obama signed the law, giving companies plenty of time to jack up interest rates, create new fees, and cut credit lines. A U.S. government report says that Taiwan's air defense capabilities are becoming outdated, leaving it vulnerable to attacks by mainland China. China's government has threatened to sanction U.S. firms involved in arms sales to Taiwan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is following the story from Beijing.
In a report to Congress dated January 21st, the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency said that many of Taiwan's 400 combat aircraft were no longer effective. Taiwan's U.S.-made F-5 fighters were reaching the end of their useful life, the report said, while French-made Mirage fighters constantly needed repairs and Taiwanese-built aircraft are incapable of sustained combat missions. Mainland China, the report added, has been upgrading its fighter aircraft and missiles, making Taiwanese air superiority in any conflict less likely. Taiwan would like to purchase F-16 fighter jets and diesel submarines, but Washington has so far not risked provoking Beijing by selling them. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Stocks have turned negative in early trading. The Dow right now down 16 points at 10,385. The NASDAQ is down 6 at 2,236. And the S&P 500 is down 2 points. You're listening to NPR News. Documents that have been turned over to a House panel could feed suspicions in Congress over whether Toyota puts profit ahead of customer safety. In the documents, Toyota officials claim they saved $100 million by successfully negotiating with the government on a limited recall of floor mats in some Toyota and Lexus vehicles. The automaker's president is due to appear before two House committees holding hearings this week. President Obama is due to speak in a moment at a National Governors Association meeting. He'll be talking to the governors about his plans for reauthorizing the Elementary and Secondary Education Act and his focus on helping schools improve teacher preparation. Beginning today, visitors can carry loaded guns into most of the country's 392 national parks and 551 wildlife refuges. The new policy covers handguns, shotguns, and rifles. NPR's Ted Robbins reports on the controversial change.
The rule change allows loaded guns in national parks and wildlife refuges as long as surrounding state law allows them. Until now, visitors were allowed to have only unloaded guns stored away. The change was passed by Congress last year over the objections of every major parks association. Opponents fear loaded guns will lead to violence and poaching, as well as disrupt the serenity people go to national parks to find. Supporters say people need to be able to defend themselves. It will still be illegal to discharge a firearm, illegal to hunt, and illegal to bring a firearm into buildings. So visitors can bring a loaded gun into, say, the Grand Canyon in Arizona, but not the visitor center, or into Wolf Trap in Virginia, but not the amphitheater where performances take place. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.